What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorders, said toxic people, said toxic traits, and whatnot. Today's episode is going to be called How to Be Too Strong for a Narcissist. Ooh, okay. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, if you do not know, I'm releasing a kid's book here pretty soon. I co-wrote with my wife. To get more details, it's coming out in the next couple of weeks. To get more details about that, make sure you subscribe to my newsletter. The link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. The newsletter, it's fire, updates, all the other good stuff. The weekly newsletter. But here we go. yes, y'all. So, you get into this space right here, how to be too strong for a narcissistic person.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A lot of people ask me, y'all, it's one of the main questions I get. Like, how do I stop attracting narcissists? How do I do this? You can't stop attracting narcissistic people. Narcissistic people are going to be attracted to you because your physical appearance, your financial, emotional, whatever attracts a narcissistic person to you. You can't, unless you get rid of your attractiveness, your level of attractiveness, you can't get rid of them like that. You can't avoid narcissistic people. Y'all. You can't avoid narcissists in general. You know what I mean? But what you can do is become too strong for them if you do end up in a relationship space with them. If you do have a parent that is one of, if you do have a boss that is a narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, you know what I mean? The main way to be strong for, like especially intimate relationships and whatnot, the main way to be too strong for a narcissist is to have strong, unmovable, unwavering boundaries. You just have to. I know people are like, but what about boundaries, Lee? Look. You have not boundaries is not just one type of thing, y'all. It's a cluster of things. Boundaries, you have emotional boundaries, financial boundaries, physical boundaries, mental boundaries, things like that, y'all. All different types of boundaries. And boundaries are for you. Boundaries are a fence that you place around whatever need or want that you have. Boundaries are a fence that you place around you. It keeps things out. It doesn't trap things in. Because if you try to trap things in, it becomes controlling and not so much so a boundary. You see what I'm saying? But this is the very unique space that we enter right here, y'all. This is the very unique dynamic that we enter and we go into. Like, boundaries are for you. So being able to say about narcissistic people, y'all, hate boundaries. They hate because they narcissists will make you feel like a boundary is control. Hey, I don't want to talk about this. Like, hey, I don't like this right here because I have trauma in my past concerning that. So can we not do this again? I don't want to go here because I have trauma. I have some old childhood trauma that triggers me. Let's just leave it at that. I just don't want to do that. Well, I want to talk about it then. But you don't talk about it then. So that's because you can't control me. You can't think about it. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? They don't like your boundaries. They don't like, hey, I need to leave. Can you give me 2 feet, right? I need some personal space. I ain't going to give you nothing. I'm going to be all up in your face like this. You see what I'm saying? They're invading your boundaries. It's a fence, literally a fence, a mental fence, a physical fence, a financial fence. Hey, I don't want to spend money on that. I'm trying to save money for a house. But it's our money. You see what I'm saying? Narcissistic people hate boundaries. The more boundaries you set, and the more boundaries you keep, and the more boundaries you enforce. You have to enforce the boundaries, y'all. You have to enforce the boundaries. The violation of the boundaries equals no more access to you a lot of times. You see what I'm saying? You have to be able to enforce these boundaries as well, because a stated boundary means nothing if you're not going to be willing to enforce it. It's pretty much like a restraining order. A boundary is a restraining order, not only on your physical stuff, but your mental stuff. I have a restraining order against you on my mental health, for my mental health. I have a restraining order against my finances, against, you know, I have, you have to set it up for yourself, y'all. You have to protect yourself in a lot of these situations. So having strong, having good boundaries to protect you, keep narcissists away, or make you too strong for a narcissistic person. It just do. You have to enforce those boundaries. Because if you have a boundary, they continue, if you have boundaries and they're continuously violating boundaries, y'all, they are in control, not you. You see what I'm saying? But that happens, so that happens quite a bit. And the next way out to be too strong for a narcissist is be able to say no. No is also a boundary, but that two letter word has so much damn power. I promise you, no. You see what I'm saying? It just covers so because narcissists hate feeling rejected, y'all. And the word no seems like the ultimate rejection for a lot of narcissists and toxic people. It makes us feel like we are the scum of the damn earth when you reject us, or something along those lines. You see what I'm saying? It happens quite a bit when you're dealing with narcissistic people, y'all. It's just like, you say no to us, you make us feel rejected, we just, it breaks us down a lot of times. It really, really does. It breaks us down, it makes us feel worth less, and whatnot, it makes us feel shame. So the word no repels narcissistic people. It just does. If you say no and you enforce that no boundary, you know what I'm saying? It helps you be too strong for a narcissistic person. It helps, like, especially, y'all, all this stuff really needs to be done in the beginning. When you meet people, you need to establish your boundaries in the beginning. You need to be able to say the word no in the beginning, because I promise you, 4, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, it's a lot harder to start saying no later. You see what I'm saying? Because now you have a fear in you. If I say no, I might get hit. If I say no, I might get yelled at. If I say no, I might get the silent treatment. If I say no, something bad is going to happen. You see what I'm saying? If I set a boundary, I'm going to get hit. You see what I'm saying? If I start setting boundaries, I'm in danger. It's a lot easier to set those boundaries up front, to see how people react to your boundaries, to see how people react to when you say the word no. So do it up front. Don't wait till later. Do it up front, because up front helps out a lot more. I promise you. Saying it and doing it up front gives you the power. It shifts the power dynamic into your hands. It makes you feel, it makes you the strong. It makes you strong. It just is. It's one of those things that allows you to be strong and take over. It's just one of those things, y'all. I promise you. Being able to say no. And y'all, and not being like, another way to be too strong for narcissistic people is going to sound like another boundary, because it kind of is. Don't be afraid to walk away. Boundaries, the word no, not being afraid to walk away. You can't be afraid to walk away and release this person or this job or this situation. I know everybody's situation is different, y'all. I know everybody's situation is different. I'm not telling you to quit a good job, but sometimes if you enforce boundaries and you be able to say the word no, you can keep your job. And I say, keep that boss, that toxic ass boss, at bay, because they're afraid of being exposed. They're afraid of you, whatever you have on them. You see what I'm saying? Harassment, bullying, whatever you have on them. Like, you set your boundaries and document things. At the end of the day, not being afraid to walk away is so empowering. It's so powerful, y'all. Not being afraid to just like, okay, look, I'm done. I'm gonna peace out. I'm finished. Because they narcissistic people, y'all, don't expect you to be strong enough to walk away. They expect you to tolerate the stuff that they do to you. They expect you to put up with it. They expect you to deal with it, because, hey, I'm me. You have to deal with me in the circumstance, in these situations. So I'm me. If you love me, you'll put up with it. If you love me, you'll deal with it. If you love me, blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee. You see what I'm saying? If this and that, this, that, and the third. That's what they say. This, that, and the third. This, that, and the fourth. If you love me, this happens. If not, that happens. You know what I mean? It just gets into these spaces right here where you get a lot of narcissistic people. It just happens to y'all. It's a space. Don't be afraid to walk away. Don't be afraid to take your kids and move. Like I said, I'm just telling y'all, everybody's situation is different. Don't just take your kids and move, because that could be parental alienation and they get you caught up and tied up in the courts and stuff like that. But don't be afraid to walk away, y'all. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. Another way to be too strong for narcissists, y'all, is not, don't be afraid to show your strength. You can be submissive. You can be alpha, whatever you want to be, but don't be afraid to show your strength in a respectful way to protect yourself. Show that you are strong, because narcissistic people, they are initially attracted to strength, but they try to take your strength and weaponize it against you and make you feel like you're a weak person. they might be attracted to your strength in the beginning, but they sooner or later they're going to try to turn it around and weaponize their strength, the same strength that they admire in the beginning. They take that and weaponize it against you and use it against you later on. So that happens quite a bit, y'all. That's why I tell people, if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, this is part of the dynamic. Don't be strong. You have to be strong. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. You know, another way to be too strong for a narcissistic person, y'all, is not to be, you don't have to heal in silence. You don't have to be silent. You don't have to suffer in silence. Healing out loud, or just the threat of you healing out loud, repels narcissistic people. If you have a history of exposing people or, you know, something like that, it helps protect you. Narcissistic people don't want to be exposed. So if they've seen you, especially on social media, if they've seen you expose a toxic, abusive person before, they tend to avoid you. Because, like, why would I want to go with somebody who has a history of exposing people? You know what I mean? I'm not saying that they will avoid you completely, but some of them will avoid you. Some of them just see you as a challenge. Like, that's a challenge right there. I can get that. You know what I mean? That happens quite a bit in these situations, in these scenarios. But the strength, like I said, y'all, to be too strong for a narcissist, don't be willing to give up your friends and family. Hold your boundaries. Don't let them isolate you. Because when you get isolated, y'all, when it's just you versus them, they feel like they're in control. They feel like the power is in their hands. Don't let them isolate you. That's how you be strong, too strong for a narcissistic person. Y'all. Do not let them isolate you. Keep your community. Keep your friends. Keep your family. Keep them close, because narcissistic people hate when you have these strong bonds with your family and friends. They just do. If you have strong bonds with your family and your friends and coworkers or whoever it is, then they tend to leave you alone. You see what I'm saying? They tend to not want to be around it because they have to be on they always have to be on their P's and Q's. If you don't, especially if you're not the silent type, if you're not afraid to talk about stuff, you see what I'm saying? They are afraid of exposure. That's how you be too strong for narcissists, y'all. Don't let them isolate you. Be able to say no. Set those boundaries. Don't be afraid to walk away. You know what I mean? It empowers you. Empower yourself. You have to keep moving forward because, you know, at the end of the day, this is your life. You have to live this life the way you want to live it. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from you. Also, like I said, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter. My kids book is coming here pretty soon, y'all. It's an amazing little book that you can read to your kids that have been dealing with certain situations. It's gonna be powerful. And my wife, who has way more empathy than I do, teamed up on it. Because she grew up in a toxic parent or a step parent as well. So stay tuned for more, y'all. Like and subscribe to the newsletter. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The Self-Love brand is available. I Love Me. The Self-Love journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time.